Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
Yes, well, good news, it's another victory. Hurrah!
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Yep, specifically the podcast companion for issue 510, the Doncaster Rovers edition, presented as ever by Rob Nichols. Rob, fantastic news, you know, Curtis Main, he's back on form, a superlative goal, exactly, in every sense of the word. Could be just finding his form at the right time, really.
Well, I tell you, that was one heck of a nervous wait for that goal. It looked, we were watching the clock ticking down, it looked for all the world as if we're not going to score, we're not going to get that victory, you know. And then Curtis came off the bench and he looked up for it from the moment he came on. It was more or less, it was probably his second touch. Great through ball by Barry Robson. Superb. And that, for all the people that said that Barry Robson's head's already in Canada, well, I don't think it was. His feet certainly aren't, anyway. And he crashed it home, didn't he?
66 points, only 2 points away from the, obviously, the playoff premised land. It's always a little bit worrying to work through that. Clearly, the Derby County game, which we've just been speaking about there, was a crucial must win. I mean, I think we knew that beforehand, but it's...
absolutely. With three games to go, if we hadn't have won that game, we would have been out of it. There's no question about it. But yeah, there's only three games. There's no room for error.
And obviously, in this edition, we'll be looking ahead to Doncaster Rovers. We'll be looking at the Fly Me to the Moon end of season poll 2011-12, which, of course, we'll be focusing on in a little bit more detail than we have recently. Of course, you must move fairly quickly now, because the good news is it'll be the last poll. You can actually send in your thoughts at pre-60p first class stamp.
That's right.
Just a line from that point of view. Yes. We've got a piece of poetry from Kadeem Hussain, which brings in the steel industry, as opposed to the spiel industry, which is what we're kind of about.
We're in the spiel industry.
Exactly. and of course, we'll be having a little look at some of the sort of the treats that are available in Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine, which of course is issue 510, including, I believe, an Andy Halliday feature.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yeah. Interview with a forgotten winger from Middlesbrough, isn't he, Andy Halliday?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he's still sort of doing the business, though, basically.
He is, and I think he could be a key player next season.
Well, there we are. He's hopefully in the Premiership.
Yeah.
It is looking quite extraordinary. I mean, obviously, we'll talk more about Doncaster as the thing proceeds, but we've got that situation whereby Doncaster are now down.
Yes.
Do they actually say, we've got nothing to lose, let's go for it, and let's really put on a performance at the Riverside? Or do we just... I mean, I'm sure they've been professional footballers, and they've got some interesting starlets there taken on board. And Dean Saunders, I believe, is still the manager.
I believe.
They'll still be looking at getting some sort of result. It's not going to be a walkover, is it?
No. You're right. Quite often it happens when there's that sense of relief and the team just goes for it and sort of produces some sort of daft result. The thing about Doncaster is it's such a strange season with Sean O'Driscoll, who was the manager at the start. They couldn't buy a point, but they seemed to be really unlucky in so many games. They had a great team spirit, though. And then Dean Saunders came in and we had that weird project where the agent basically puts players in a shop window. And how could that possibly work? I just couldn't see any... We Middlesbrough played them at Doncaster just after that had started. It had only been in place for a few weeks, and it just seemed bizarre. And we could also note that the crowd, which had been really together at Doncaster for many years, you remember that they had the situation where the old ground was set on fire by the chairman who was put in prison for it, and everyone pulled together as a community, became a really good community club at the Keep Moat, and all that seemed to have gone when we went at the start of the season. It wasn't just because of the position at the bottom of the table, it was because of this, I thought, because of this bizarre thing where you had different players playing every week who didn't seem to know each other.
Another Yorkshire club staffed primarily by playing staff who probably are connected with Yorkshire in any way, shape or form. Unless, of course, El Hadj Diouf has decided that he's become an honorary Yorkshireman. I can't really see it myself, really.
I don't think he'd be playing. He was arrested today.
There you are. It's a different thought from that point of view. Okay, let's have a little quick look at some of the 20 questions that are available in the Fly Me to the Moon end of season poll. In our last edition, of course, the Cardiff City game, we kind of teased ahead to this and said we'd actually look at this in slightly more detail. Number one, player of the season. Your particular choice, Rob?
This is a difficult one because so many of the key players have had periods out through injury or suspension. And I think last season's player of the season, if I'm not wrong, for us, was Nicky Bailey. And I think it was emphasised the fact that Middlesbrough really dropped off when Nicky Bailey was out. So it could well be again, you know, that
See, to
you
me,
know, we missed him.
My vote, Marvin Abnes.
Well,
think just you're right.
His goals alone. I mean, yeah. he's the top scorer in many years, and he has played for a lot of the season with injuries. So yeah. You know, it's.
I just think we could be ready. Young player of the season. Well, I mean, are we going? Oh, there we are. You see, they're already online there.
Yeah, they are.
Focus on a whole range of things, etc.
It's the phone vote.
Clearly. Exactly. It's all right. We're not taking your pennies. Don't worry about this. Is it post-law? Can you do online for the...
Yeah, both, actually. Both, yeah.
Right? Okay, it was important to let...
yes.
Know what that is. Otherwise, they say, what are we going to do? Yes, a young player of the season.
I think it's got to be Jason Steele. The goalkeeper. He's... of late done some phenomenal saves to keep us in games. He had a bit of stick earlier on in the season. He was injured at the start. We had Hakimi came in who was actually went to Doncaster on loan, and he played phenomenally well. We didn't lose under Carl Hakimi. But Jason came back, and he looks the part. He looks like he could go all the way as a goalkeeper. So
news about Alex Neemley then and his attempts to actually score under the sort of time.
No, he's still doing well at Coventry,
yeah,
isn't he?
There we are, exactly. I suppose Jukovic, is he too old to be a young player of the
22. Season? 22, yeah. That's it, yeah. Yes. That's of course, Joe Bennett as well, who was maybe more difficult second season than his first season. And other players. Curtis Main.
Well, I mean, certainly from his time at Darlington, and again, we have a moment's silence for Darlington's demise.
Yes.
Yeah, who would have thought that Darlington may still be going down to the Evo Stick division as opposed to the Northern Premier side of the conference or Northern Conference side of
things. So is that how many rungs up from the Northern League are we?
I think we're talking two or three.
Mm.
At all, but it's going to be a long road back. And if they decided to actually become a Phoenix club, they'd go even further. Having said that, it has been done before. I mean, we look at FC United, which wasn't a Phoenix club, it was obviously set up by Manchester supporters for FC United. Yeah. We look at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
There is a route there, nil desperandum, but
that's right.
It's going to be a wee while, I think, before there are any sort of derbies between Hartlepool and Darlington for a
zero. It's amazing.
There you go. Anyway, best game of the season. Still to come, presumably. Still to come in that fantastic 6-0 defeat of Southampton that's coming up over the weekend, so we look ahead.
I think so. I think that's right.
I do have this sense of that conceivably we could actually end up drawing against Doncaster and actually beating Southampton. I think Southampton could be a little bit fragile at present.
Yeah. We'll see how they react to that defeat from Reading. It looks from the highlights, that's all I saw. I know it was on TV, but... other teams tend to dominate against Reading, and they Tony Mowbray was saying this week that it's crossed his mind before. How do you win more home matches? You play your home matches like you play away matches, because that's where we're successful. And he reckons Reading play exactly the same at home and away.
Very good young manager, Brian McDermott, of course, who is doing extremely well. I'm sure if he was in a different division, he'd be being tatted for the England job.
He might still.
Did we have a best game of the season for yourself?
Well, you were saying it's a game to come.
Yeah.
I thought for the event and everything, Hull City on Boxing Day was with Barry Robson's fantastic shot.
Was that the 500th Fly Me to the Moon?
It was. Well, go for that then.
Clearly, yeah, that has to be, you know, it's
one thing inspired the other.
Precisely. And the reverse of that, the worst game of the season, the less inspiring one, etc. That's there.
Well, there's been a few dismal defeats, especially the home defeats, and I think. And we've just come off the back of one not long ago, Cardiff, which was pretty bad.
I was thinking that first half performance, if they'd done that in the second half as well, I suppose you could argue that hitting the post three times in the second half meant that there was a possibility they could have.
I think I would say the Leeds match shaded it, though, because of
disappointment
and the local rivalry, etc.
In fact, the best game of the season, I might just throw in that FA Cup game against Sunderland, you know.
I know.
If I know it's a sort of cup routine, but I did feel that at that stage, had they performed at the same level throughout and against Leeds, which is what I think most people were expecting them to, we might not have actually sort of been in the pickle that we're actually in terms of scrambling for a playoff.
We're either talking about Stadium of Light or Middlesbrough. They're both great performances and good events, weren't they?
Exactly. Anyway, still to come, we'll be looking at the other 16 categories, plus, of course, that Kadeem Hussain piece of poetry and more on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast for issue 510. That'll be Doncaster Rovers.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
I'm talking to Charles Ather of Ather & Co. about what happens when you've had an accident at work. but your employer has shut down, gone out of business, or been bought out.
Even if your employer's gone out of business, you may still be able to claim compensation from their insurer. I'd urge anyone injured at work to contact Ather & Co. It's possible you could have a significant claim.
And Charles, it isn't just the money, is it?
That's right. By making a claim now, you can make a real difference to somebody's safety in the future.
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text advice to 81400 now. She's the one.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Pharma Nord is the chemist to call for your nutritional needs. All of our products have been built on scientific research to help with your health. Pharma Nord can even help in such areas as senile dementia, strokes, and Alzheimer's. All our products are made in accordance with pharmaceutical standards and guidelines. And all our products are just one call away. Call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989. That's 01670 519989. Or visit pharmanord.co.uk. Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
From Southside to the world, and in association with Middlesbrough Library Services, it's the Book of the Month with Jill Appleton.
For October, we have been reading The Fakirs by Chan Koon Chung.
For November's Book of the Month, we decided to give a novel by Geoffrey Archer a try.
This month, we have been reading the unusually titled The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society by Mary Ann Schaffer and Annie Barrows. For our January Book of the Month, we have been reading Dark Matter by Michelle Paver.
For February, we have been reading another offering from one of Southside Broadcasting's favourite authors, Ian Lennox.
Our March Book of the Month is Small Island by Andrea Levy.
Book of the Month. More than a podcast, greater than a radio show, quite simply an audio treat for the enlightened with Jill Appleton and Jill Prowse. And every so often, some extremely lovely writers.
I wanted to find out from a real solicitor what happens when you let your insurance company look after your car accident claim. So I spoke to Charles Ather of Ather & Co.
Insurance companies make money from selling your claim to their own legal people. If you want solicitors who you can speak to face to face, someone who worked to achieve the best possible offer of compensation, you're better off choosing someone you know.
Someone you know? That sounds familiar, Charles. Choose the one you know. Call 01642 222575 or text advice to 81400 now.
I'm Ollie Brownlee, BBC T's Borough commentator, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Thank you, Ollie.
And happy birthday, belatedly. Kadeem Hussain, regular contributing oracle in many ways to Fly Me to the Moon. Mm. And of course, his bookstore is available now. It's not just available.
It's not for sale.
No, exactly. But you can go
He could be available.
Exactly, yeah. You can go and
chat with him.
His bookstore, which is where, Rob?
It's called the Borough Bookworm, and it's in the Corner Emporium, which you'll find at the edge of the mall that we used to call Cleveland Centre.
I know. Very strange. Blast off. Here we go, here we go. It's now or never, it's now or never. Take control, 4-3-2-1. We're not going to stop, because we're going to the playoffs. We may be without a win since the 6th of March, but still only 3 points from the playoffs. Furnace at Chorus ready for relaunch. Borough provide the spark. It's now or never. Blast off, blast off! Blast off! There we are, Kadima saying.
Before the win.
Before the win, and of course, before the official blasting of the furnace. Yes, steelmaking is now taking place on Teesside once again.
SSI, yeah. Yep.
So, it's all right, it's Thailand, but I don't think Takasin Shinawatra is involved, no. As far as I'm aware. But, you know, it's celebrating.
It's fantastic for Teesside, isn't it? Let's hope the football team can take some inspiration from them.
Yeah, precisely so. Heart and steel. Into the Fly Me to the Moon end of season poll. The goal of the season, is it going to be Curtis Maitland's?
I think it's Barry Robson's, actually, against Hull of Boxing, yep. That I mentioned earlier, because it was a rocket from well out of the box. But so obviously Curtis Maitland's phenomenal. He's scored two goals and both been great finishers. He's still a teenager.
Tom O'Kink?
I know. Well, much missed.
There you are.
Yeah.
Worst goal conceded?
Well, this is always the debate as to what you mean by the worst goals conceded. And
I mean, if we played for Tottenham against Chelsea in the FA Cup semi-final, yeah. we might know that was a fairly bad goal to concede.
That's right.
As it never crossed the line.
You could say that the goal at the end of the Sunderland-Middlesbrough match was the worst goal conceded because we were in extra time. It's the worst goal from that point of view of knocking you out. Mm. But if you want like some sort of spawny penalty or a really bad back pass, there's been a few that sort of thing. There's been a few of those, and Tony McMahon's back pass at Leicester to set up a goal. We've had a couple of those, unfortunately.
Frustrating. All right, signing of the season there. Not that we could have
had many
signings, exactly. So it's a bit of a call for this. I suppose it probably could be a shoe-in for Mr. Jukovic, really.
I can't think of any others, could you?
Not really. No, it's difficult to work through. Unless, of course, we're talking about loan signings.
Well, yeah, but then I don't think Alex Neemley particularly...
No, covered himself in glory.
I don't think Adam Hamill has it either, actually, as yes. But people might go for Carl Hakimi at the start of the season because Borough were unbeaten under him, so, you know.
Interesting, the line seemed to be with respect to Hamill that he was bought as a winger and he doesn't seem to be actually providing those crosses, because the idea was that he was going to provide the crosses for the likes of McDonald and Jukovic to actually get on, and he just doesn't seem to do that.
It's funny, actually, because the first press conference about him, Mowbray said that he didn't see him as a winger, but he saw him as a player that would tricky player in possession, hold on the ball, whatever, but you're right, his final ball's poor.
Well, let's hope he doesn't play Wolves this next season, because he'll be in different divisions. Wolves will be in the...
I mean, he was brilliant at Barnsley. Mm. Superb player. So you feel if he clicked, he'd suddenly, you know, set the place on fire.
He may do.
Yeah.
Who should we never have let go this season?
Well, we've got to go back to the summer then, haven't we? I don't think many people would say that we shouldn't have let go of Chris Boyd.
No.
He's
now happily ensconced in some hot Arabic land, is he not? Or is he playing for Turkey or something?
He's gone to America, hasn't he?
Has he? Right.
Oh, well, yeah, no. USA. So, but it's, you know, you just, it's a question that, it's not that, it's a question that I've asked for years and years, but it's not really appropriate in a way, because we're talking about people that we've had to sell, like David Wheater and Gary O'Neill.
Might also be coming down next season.
Yeah,
going down next season. And so, Wanderers.
Leroy Leiter would be the one that we sold quite late in the day in the summer. But again, it had to because of the money. He's not played too many games, has he, for Swansea?
Indeed, best looking player, always a tough one in that particular sense of the word. I don't really think we can make a comment. I'll just leave it.
Leave that one open.
Similarly, ugliest player. It's in the eye of the beholder. Best haircut.
Well, this is interesting because we always have
we don't have a Jonas Kabul, do we?
Well, I was going to say we have a struggle between the people who like the really short haircuts, as opposed to like Nicky Bailey that haven't got any hair.
Yep.
We have a struggle between that and the Marvin Emners, and you find both camps. So your next one's the worst haircut.
Precisely.
And I bet it's between
sides.
The two people.
Exactly.
Although a lot of people.
If we signed Fellaini, that would be obviously a shoe-in in many ways.
He would. I know Jason Steele's haircuts are coming for some. Rather sort of different appearance.
Yeah, dirtiest Borough player.
Barry Robson's as dirtiest with his mouth, isn't he, as well, with the referees.
Yeah,
I think he'll do one.
Just not getting, well, they don't get into the communal bath afterwards.
No, that's right.
Entirely. Yeah. Favourite player of all time. Does this change?
It does, actually.
So Janinia, presumably, very much in there, I thought. Wilf Mannion, does he get a mention?
Not many. Because
it's interesting, because we've said this before with the little fella.
Yes.
And with the History Museum, just sort of all there.
Well, that could influence this. I think people like Juninho and... before Juninho would be someone like John Higton.
Mm.
People that players that people have actually seen.
Yeah. Frank Spraggan as an outside bet for you.
Well, that would be good.
Exactly. Best team we've played this season. Last season, I think we were pretty much agreed it was Swansea City, who seemed to do the business. Or QPR, I think. QPR as well. It was a tie-up between QPR and Swansea City for the best team that we actually played. This time round,
Are
we looking ready?
Well, I think not. I think the best team we've played this season are the ones that are going to come to the Riverside on Saturday, which was when we played Southampton at home. They looked a class above us.
It's another podcast, of course, the possibly penultimate podcast of the season, but maybe not, because there may be that playoff scenario that's actually
Let's hope so.
Exactly, work through that. We know it's 100% for yourself, Rob, in terms of how many home games have you been to this season, and also how many away games have you been to this season?
I'm always interested by this, because it's a statistic that drops year by year. I don't know whether it can drop any further than it has in the last few years.
But minus four.
Well, we did. The majority of people had been to, like, less than... half a dozen away matches.
It's interesting, you see the attendance for Derby, I think, over 20,000 there, and yet Boroughs...
24,000.
24,000, exactly, Boroughs. Sort of, you know, so 7,000 there.
I noticed. I've noted in the last three away games, the total attendance has been 60,000.
Mm. So with a good 3,000 away supporters as well, though.
Actually, each game,
A few words to summarise your feelings on Boroughs' season. As editor-in-chief?
It's a difficult one to say, isn't it? Because I've received a few of these last week before the Derby game, and obviously people were disappointed or they said that it was a season of progress, but disappointed that we're going to fall short of
there
the
is
playoffs.
That almost acceptance, isn't there? Even though we're 2 points adrift, two wins and a draw could conceivably actually sort of lift it into a whole range of things.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? If we do actually manage to get in the playoffs... and we lose in the playoffs, it'll be... I would be interested to know whether people would be more disappointed of us falling short of the playoffs or disappointed as going out in the playoffs, which is a horrendous... It's winner takes all. A different sort of scenario. I think in the short term, people would be more disappointed going out of the playoffs, but in the long term, they'll think back and think, well, that was progress. Mm. But we've never been in a Wembley final in the playoffs. It was a two-leg. Yeah. And I can't think of a worse thing than to lose in a playoff final.
And the Fly Me to the Moon issue or podcast this season, from your own point of view, Rob, which one do you think, that was brilliant?
I think as far as the podcast concerned, when we finally found a couple of guests that knew something about football, it was a relief, wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Always available from that sort of point of view. And of course, issue 500 was a landmark, I felt, in terms of the actual
issue, I think so, yes.
It was good.
Had to be.
And I won't ask you about the opinion on Fly Me to the Moon fanzine, apart from the fact that, yes, it should keep going, so quite clearly it has to be sorted through.
Kind.
That you've been listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast companion for Doncaster Rovers. It's coming up very, very shortly as hopefully you'll be listening to this and it'll be tomorrow from that point of view if you've really gone online. How's the Fly Me to the Moon website going? Has it migrated successfully?
It finally has, I think. It was a bit of a good fraud
news.
Weekend.
Good news on that sort of
Where's
basis.
It gone? Where's it gone?
Exactly. We'll have a brand spanking new podcast, of course, for Southampton coming up from that point of view. I'm not even going to make a prediction for tomorrow. I sort of already said I think it might be a draw tomorrow and then a win against Southampton. Mm. But who knows what sort
Pretty
of magic
my heart, we win.
Exactly.
2-0.
There we are. Positive stuff. So there we are, Rob, those seven words. Apart from saying, of course, people want to say, a fantastic podcast. I'd like to get all of those back issues of the magazine. How can I actually get hold of those, or possibly actually get the Southampton edition?
Yeah, don't subscribe now, please.
Exactly.
I've had a couple of people asking about subscribing at this stage. I thought it was a bit late, really.
Look ahead.
Do you want any back issues? Oh, no. All right, there's only one issue left. Maybe you just buy that one, eh?
Yeah, exactly. How do they do that?
Go to the website, www.fmttm.com, if it's there.
If it is actually looking at, so it's the penultimate one today, a few name checks for the fine staff who actually go out and sell these magazines outside the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually a little roll of honour, because that wonderful piece of magical routine there. Obviously, it's available in HMV stores and Finley's and CM News and Borough Programmes and so on. But also, it's available for some of the fine folk who actually sell it on the street as well.
Well, Kevin's been selling it since Essen Park, I think, so that's pretty easy to stall. And then there's Matty, who will be selling it until he goes away to Oxbridge, one of the Oxbridge universities. And then there's Joe, who can be taught. You can tell him apart because he's in the clouds. He's about 6'6", 6'7". And my dad's often there as well.
There
he's
we
just come back from Hong Kong, so he'll be on the front line again. And then, of course, Sam, who sells when Hartlepool are not at home.
marvellous.
There we are, you see. You know, you thought we weren't going to mention them, but we have. So everything wrapped up into the goodness that was the Doncaster Rovers podcast companion for issue 510. Those final seven words, Rob, after you. One, two, three.
Come on, Burr, and up the Burr.
Fly me to the moon. The podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.